It's summertime, often scorching hot outside. Your car interior can become an oven, literally baking everything inside, making it unsafe for living organisms. While most people already know not to leave kids or pets in a hot car, they often forget about the everyday items that can be very dangerous if you leave them in a car in summertime.Oh, let's go through this list and cross them off one by one.
Yeah, I was surprised to find out that glasses actually are not suggested to be kept in a car.
What do you mean, like wine glasses?
No, I wouldn't be drinking
spectacles.
Spectacles, something you wear when you are nearsighted. Because I got my driver's license in the United States, and I failed the vision test, and the U.S. law required me to wear a pair of glasses while I drive. And there are occasions when I left them in the car. And now, reading this, I'm getting jittery, so I did dodge some bullet, obviously. So here, heat can warp both the shape of the frames and lens of your glasses. Sunglasses are often kept within easy reach in the car, but unless they come from the bargain bin, it's not worth the risk. So your glasses can be ruined from the extreme heat in the summer in the car. And also, it might have something to do with the lenses. So if it's not in the right angle, the heat from the sun might get concentrated at one point and might start a fire in your car. That's not healthy too.
And disposable lighters are not ideal in a car when it's very hot outside, because if it explodes, it's going to be very dangerous. And same thing happened to sunscreen and medications.
What?
Yeah, because an Edison actually said that one can of sunscreen exploded in the car, and my car smelled like sunscreen for a year, she said.
That's not bad.
Depends on what kind of sunscreen you're using, and the medication might go wrong and you don't know that. So even it's not expired, if you take that medication, it can be dangerous. And the one thing that I cannot understand is actually electronic stuff, because I think every day nowadays people would install some kind of electronic monitor or recorder.
I remember seeing people installing iPads on the car.
Right? And if it's an iPad, they might take the iPad home when they leave the car. But if it's a little camera recording everything happen, they might not do that. And I think if leaving an electronic devices in your car is dangerous, then that must be as dangerous as well.
Well, yeah, it has to do with batteries. So apparently it's a dangerous item to keep in the car, because harmful acid can leak out and cause respiratory, eye and skin irritation. Not the kind of thing you want to go through when you're driving a car and at 65 miles per hour.
Oh, certainly not. I would want to avoid that at any cost. And certainly I think you're what possibly previously people have neglected is these items are perfectly fine in your car if it was at regular temperature. Mm-hmm. But in summertime, especially when you struggle to find a parking space indoors or in the basement of a building, and you leave your car outside, it is so hot in that vehicle.
That's true.
And I've paid my price.
Oh yeah? What happened?
This is not necessarily a story I would like to share, but I see Lai Ming looking at me.
Encouraging you.
Yes, with the sparks in his eyes.
And it's a valuable lesson for those who are listening.
Yeah. Well, you got me there then.
There we go.
He's
please.
Egging me on. Yeah. Okay. So, who wouldn't do this? Sometimes when you are driving or you're ready to drive, you get thirsty. Wouldn't it be great to have a can of soda drink, like a Coke or a Baby Young, something like that? And I did that.
Okay.
Which is perfectly fine. Normal person would do that.
Yeah, as long as it's not beer, then soda
is fine. Exactly. Until months later, one day, I saw that there was mildew growing in my trunk.
Ooh.
And I'm a very clean and organized person.
Oh,
disclaimer, please.
But after this, I might have second thoughts.
It was just that the soda drink exploded in my car because of the heat, and I didn't realize that until months later.
You must have smelt it at some point.
I would have, and I would have cleaned if I noticed, but it didn't. So just think about furry thingies, fungus growing in your car, which, you know, is not a pretty scene. So try to avoid that, okay?